Morning, church. As you know, this week was our LTC, and the verse I chose was Romans 12:1. Romans 12:1 says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." I like to start my lesson off with a little Greek. Hode, hode, take misetitos moskos as thuo for asephes. This translates, here is thy fatted calf as sacrifice for forgiveness. But I want to talk about one word, thuo. Thuo in Greek means sacrifice. And we're going to take a look at that word in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and even today. Now, in Vine's Acceptatory Dictionary, it says a sacrifice is an offering of any sort to a deity with the idea of procuring favor or avoiding disaster. The idea of sacrifice is deeply rooted into our culture, from Cain and Abel, two brothers, both offered a gift to God, but we know what happens in that story. And now we're going to look at the Old Testament. Let me ask you a question before I get there. Could you take a goat and, well, you know, kill it for forgiveness? Now, I don't think I could do that. But what if God asked you to? What if that was the way for forgiveness? That's how they did things back in the Old Testament. They sacrificed stuff so that they can be forgiven. The first time the word sacrifice is used in the Bible is in Genesis 31, verse 54. It says, if I can find it, "Then Jacob offered a sacrifice on the mountain and called his brethren to eat bread, and then ate bread and stayed all night on the mountain." But that's not the first sacrifice in the Bible. There was Cain and Abel. There was Noah. There's just so much sacrifice. But I guess now we should get ahead of ourselves and jump into the New Testament. Now, before I get into the New Testament, I forgot to make a point. There are 39 books in the Old Testament. Out of those 39 books, 24 of them mention sacrifice. One of those books is Proverbs. Proverbs 15:8 says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." Okay, so it's saying sacrifice is abomination, but prayer is delight. Before I get ahead of myself, let's jump into the New Testament to explain that furthermore. In the New Testament, we all know as Christians we aren't supposed to sacrifice living animals for forgiveness. We are fortunate enough to where we could just go to our Father in prayer. But there was one sacrifice. One sacrifice that pretty much paid for all the sacrifices for, well, the rest of time. Luke 23:46 says, "And when Jesus had cried out his loud voice, he said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' Having said this, he breathed his last." Okay. Now, turn to Hebrews 10:12. And it says, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God." Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. He laid down his life. He laid down everything so that we, as Christians, can be forgiven. We can have a home in heaven. We don't have to slit a goat's throat or bring fruit for our sacrifice. We could just go to our Father in prayer, fold our hands and close our eyes and ask for forgiveness. Because our Lord was the ultimate sacrifice for us. As you know, since Wednesday, we have been having our annual LTC, Leadership Training Camp. We study the book of Romans, chapter 12, to be exact. We studied it forwards, upside down, and sideways. But my verse, as I told you in the beginning, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." We as Christians, like I said, we know we're not supposed to make animal sacrifices. We know. But why is it asking us to give ourselves as sacrifices for him? We know we can't make sacrifices. But let me read one more verse before I get ahead of myself. Hebrews 13:15-16. "Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Let me read that one more time. "Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." That's what he means. By making a living sacrifice, he means by our worship. Have you ever thought about all the Church of Christ congregations on Sunday morning lifting their voice and the Lord hearing it? Just think about that music. Think about how beautiful it must sound from up in heaven. Like, I can't even imagine it. We also should be out preaching the word, spreading his name, doing his service. As Christians, we go out into the world and make new Christians. That is our sacrifice to God. Coming to church, spending 2 hours. I know most people, when you're young, you're just like, "Oh, I just want to get out of here." But that was a wrong. If we focused our mindset 2 hours, that means so much. So much to our Lord. and Savior. We could be out teaching and worshiping so we can have a home in heaven and so we can have forgiveness. I would love to end how I started in Greek. Mikurios en patel, amhodel tu dakonio. My Lord, my Father, I am here to serve.